I want to talk about Stranger Things Season 4, starring Millie Bobby Brown as Eleven, or Elle, Finn Wolfhard as Mike Wheeler, Winona Ryder as Joyce Byers, David Harbour as Jim Hopper, Gaten as Dustin Henderson, Caleb McLaughlin as Lucas Snyder, Natalia Dyer as Nancy Wheeler, and the list goes on and on. I hadn't really talked about Stranger Things yet, but I thought this season 4 was just so good that it was time that I reviewed it. In this season, we're in the, I don't know if this is the fourth season, but it's been 5 years, I think, since the series first started, and a lot of the cast were a lot younger in their teens. Now some of them have crossed over into, they're not even teenagers anymore. And surprisingly, Sadie Sink, who plays Max, I swear to me, she looks about 7 years old, and since she's 20 now, so it's like they look so young. Anyway, in Stranger Things, what I really liked about this season, it told basically four separate distinct stories that all converged at the end into the final end to the final story. What I've always liked about Stranger Things is that it's a bunch of kids and they've discovered some strange upside down world, what they called it first, or another dimension. And that's what makes Stranger Things so good, is them being able to explore that, and makes it so, that's what makes Stranger Things so interesting, is this strange underworld thing going on. Without that, there would be no Stranger Things. And then there's also this government program that supposedly is studying little kids who have these special powers, ability to move things and do these strange things. And that's where Eleven came from initially. By the time season 4 rolls around, Eleven has lost all her special powers and has to be re-coaxed into getting those powers back so that she could fight the main enemy at the end of the series. In a way, this is a coming of age story in some sense. There's a lot of different characters on it here that really did come of age during the filming. This season, they introduced a brand new character played by Joseph Quinn by the name of Eddie Munson. And in this one, Eddie Munson, I don't know if he's the leader, but they have this Hellfire Club, which is a D&D or a Dungeons and Dragons club where they meet and play Dungeons and Dragons with Dustin and a couple of... However, later on in the Stranger Things, they blame him for some of the bad things that happen in Hawkins, in the city of Hawkins, when people start dying. So there's some elements from the underworld side that start creeping through. This is not a spoiler-free review. So there's some elements which start creeping in from the dark side or from the underworld into real life. And this almost a demon-like possession of people. They can get into your mind. They can lift you up. They can read and they can inject memories into you and put you in places you've never been before. Take you back to places that you have been. And then they can just break your bones and throw you back down until you're dead. So that's the big evil thing that they're trying to fight. Meanwhile, when a couple of the teenagers end up dying, the town citizens are going crazy trying to figure out what was going on. And the Hellfire Club from the Dungeons and Dragons became the focus. And they thought that this was a demonic cult and their leader was Eddie Munson. And he was just a headbanger dude, and he liked Dungeons and Dragons, and you could tell he has a heart in there somewhere. You could tell he had a good heart, but they had directed all their ire toward him. This season, even starting off with the episode 1, I really enjoyed getting back into Stranger Things. The music was so good, the setting, the nostalgia is hitting me in the feels, and everything was just right, and I was savoring each episode as it came up. I only watched one episode a week until I finished the whole thing. I didn't even realize until after I was done with the series just how long each episode was. Some of the episodes were like an hour and a half, and then the final episode of Stranger Things, season 4, episode 9, was about 2.5 hours long, and I do think that's probably too long for an episode. I think they should have split that up into 2 episodes, I really do. But that was a great episode, and there was this tie-in at the end of the series with Metallica, and one of the things they had to do was Dustin and Eddie Munson had to act as bait to attract as many of these, I want to say bats, into their direction so that the other kids could gain access to one of the portals inside one of the houses. And to do that, they started playing Metallica's Master of Puppets. And it was cool. It was just so neat. I guess it helps if you like Metallica, but I really do. And I thought it was a really neat episode, and I think they totally rocked it. At the same time, you have the story being told right there. Eleven's in another part of the country with her boyfriend, Mike Wheeler, and Will, Steve Harrington, and a few of them. I think they split up in different areas, and they built an isolation tank because they couldn't get Eleven back. They couldn't get her back to Hawkins in time, and when this was all going to be starting blowing up on everyone. So they put Eleven in an isolation tank. I guess they said she can concentrate better and get into her mind more, and that she could fight the demon or whatever it was, that the evil that is invading Hawkins. So they do that, and they have this new guy. He's a pizza dude and a stoner type. His name escapes me, but he takes them back to their pizza shop where they found a bunch of salt, and they were able to make this isolation tank out of a freezer, and they put it in water and put a bunch of salt in there. And anyway, that was enough to give Eleven a method of channeling her energy and getting back into the game, so to speak. At the same time, you had their parents, Winona Ryder's character and David Harbour. David, or Jim Hopper, he was in Russia in some Siberian jail, and he was trying to find a way to get out, and Joyce and Murray were also trying to get him out of jail. So that was a whole side part they were trying to fight. And in that jail, in that prison in Russia, there were some of these gargoyles type creatures had escaped from the underworld and were in that prison, and they were basically doing Hunger Game style executions with the prisoners. And so there was that whole thing going on, and that's how the series went, this year went. It was just switching from story to story. Some people have complained that there wasn't enough good transitions in between the stories, but it didn't bother me. I liked each individual storyline that they were telling. There was about four different storylines that were converging into one at the very end of the show. The final episode, being that it was 2.5 hours, yeah, it did stretch long, but it tied up all the loose ends. I did think it was good. I think the show teaches strong values, friendship, brothers, like in brotherhood. I believe it was in one scene, Will and his brother, they were talking, and he was just telling them how much he believes in him and that things are going to get better, and that how much he loved him. And I just thought there was some really tender and sweet moments there that was really interesting. I can't conclude this review without bringing up the fact that Anne with an E herself was in this series. Amy Beth McNulty. I do have a review of Anne with an E on my blog here, and it was an excellent series, and she was so young in that. And in this, you could still see she's a nice-looking young lady, and her and Robin were like in a friendship, or I'm not sure, like a relationship, but she totally reminded me of Anne with an E from the other series, just how she talks and how quickly she talks and everything, and how much bubbling personality that she exudes. So it was nice to see her finally in another role. I'm sure she's in a lot of the things. I just hadn't seen her. Anyway, getting back to Stranger Things, when at the end of the series, they did button up everything. They closed up the series, although there was this cloud and lightning starting, thunderstorm that was starting to loom and come into focus, lending to the fact that there's going to be a season 5. This is the final season of Stranger Things is coming up. The next season will be the final. I'm not sure if it's going to be out next year, but it should be, because these kids are starting to age out. By the time next year comes along, a lot of them should have graduated from high school and should be in college. Anyway, Hawkins is definitely still in trouble, and they're going to need the team to save the day yet again. Stranger Things, 5 stars. I really enjoyed it.